Hey there. Whoa, yeah. This is it. It's the inaugural podcast of the Cromwell Sports Chronicles. Welcome. Welcome, one and all. Pat yourselves on the back. I appreciate you making me a part of your day. You're checking us out. You're on Facebook. You're on YouTube. You saw Cromwell Sports Chronicles. What is this? I need something to listen to on my drive to work. I'm at home. I've got something going on. Let me just play and see what old Lane is up to. But I truly appreciate you making me a part of your day. Thank you so much. I am so excited to be doing the Cromwell Sports Chronicles. On this opening podcast, I am going to do what they did in The Wizard of Oz. I'm going to, remember that big old green curtain? I'm going to pull that back a little bit. I'm going to tell you a little bit about me, about why I love radio, anything to do with sports, some of the funny stories that have happened to me in my life that have really attracted me to sports, my background, and just why this whole thing came to be. And hopefully we can, you know, scratch your sports itch by talking to people and having you hear stories of people that maybe you're aware of and the stories that they tell, but maybe also some interesting stories from people that aren't as well known. Maybe they live down the street from you. Maybe they're next door. Maybe it's a family member, somebody from the old team that you used to hang out with, and you want to either share that story or hear that story or recognize somebody that absolutely has had their life changed or your life changed from some kind of sporting memory. So come along for the ride. Buckle up. That's the law. Buckle up. But we're going to have a fun time. And in my introduction today, hey, grab your bathing suits. You know, get your swimming trunks. We're going to dive into the deep end. So let's go ahead and jump in. My name is Lane Cromwell. I grew up in Preston, Idaho, and I know what some of you are saying. Well, he must be a little crazy, and he must get his gun out and shoot cows while the school bus is driving by, just like it did in Napoleon Dynamite. Yes, I'm from the same city where that all took place. I remember going to the movie theater and seeing all these Twilight Zone things as you sit and see, hey, that was my locker in high school. But yes, I grew up in Preston. I grew up with all brothers, and so I became very aware of sports and how everything was going to be planned out in my life as far as competition and those kind of things. But let's talk about the show for just a minute. As I have looked back on my life, some of the sweetest memories, closest friends, you could even say transferable habits, I can trace back to my time in sports. And I tell you, I've been blessed in school, whether it was junior high or high school, I had opportunities to wrestle, to run track, play basketball, football. And if that wasn't enough, I grew up in a house, like I said, full of brothers where every night or on the weekends, there was some kind of competition. It could have been an Uno game, or we had a basketball hoop out front. And I can remember that we called it in the West, in Utah, we called it lightning. It's where you basically just try to make a basket before the person in front of you makes a basket. And those would go on past sundown. And it was just such a joy growing up where I grew up. But I do feel like these feelings and experiences aren't held by just me alone. Maybe you can relate. Like myself, have you ever sat on a back porch with a family member or a friend and you relive the glory days of a memory? It could be your own memory, maybe an athlete you watched on TV. And you just have that vivid detail and retold that story in such a way that you could swear you were there again, but yet it happened 20 years ago. That happens to me all the time. That's why I wanted to create this podcast. We need to give those stories, your story, a bigger audience. We all know, and trust me, I come from a family of fishermen, so I know fish story when I hear it. Fish stories get better and bigger with time, but I wanted to give an avenue not to just the stories we've heard from people we know, but also the untold stories from the truly amazing people we don't know. And it seems like everywhere I turn, I run into someone else who shares one of those, quote, air quotes, back porch stories about someone new, and it just astonishes me time and time again. If I were to put a mission statement on what the Cromwell Sports Chronicles actually what it is, I wanted to put a show together to remind us all of why we love sports through stories. And that's what I want to do is I want to share stories. I want p other people to share stories. And I don't care what your background is. I don't care male, female. I don't care black, white, whatever. I just want to remind us all of why we love sports and how it's really changed our life. I plan on inviting anyone with a unique sports story. A background who is willing to share their story and how sports motivates them and has molded them today. So now that we've got the premise of the show, let me just tell you a couple of stories about me and kind of my background for doing the show. So I told you just a little bit about growing up in Preston. We had in the back on the back of behind our high school, there was what was called an academy, and they used it was most people would probably mistake it for a church today, but they didn't even let us really hold classes in there. We could periodically use it, but it wasn't something that was ever permanently used because of how old it was. However, in the bottom of this building is where they had the athletic weight room. And so my first couple of summers in high school, we had a weight program, the football coach, we'd all go in there and lift. Well, one day, and again, this is an average night in Preston, and you could even title that if you wanted to, an average night in Preston. This is what folks do in Idaho when they're not reenacting Napoleon Dynamite. Kidding, obviously, but we came out. Me and a couple of buddies, I had an old 1984, I guess it's old now, a 1984 Ford F-150. And me and a couple of buddies of mine come out of the weight room and we look over and they were redoing the girls' bathroom. And in the bathroom, they had a shower tree. Now, for you new kids, I'm going to tell you what a shower tree is. You walk into a locker room, there was four heads that came off of one pillar. So basically, you could stand around this pole and four people could take a shower at the same time. Well, in the 1990s, they were doing away with this in Idaho and getting individualized, which was totally great and fine. But there stood the shower tree. And we just thought, well, hey, that looks like something we could use later. So me and a couple of buddies, and it took two of us just to hug. Kind of lug this thing up and hug it into the back of my truck. So we get it in there and it sat in the back of my truck for a couple of days. But finally, the weekend came and me and three other buddies decided because this shower tree was so heavy, we wanted to go leave it on a girl's porch. Now, for you folks, you men that are listening that aren't married, this is not a way to hit on a girl, despite what the story might provide, but this is not a way to pick up girls, just for the record. So I remember, and Again, don't be this stupid. Let me handle the stupid. So the three buddies go get this. We took it, we put it on the porch, and I was waiting in the truck. And we dropped it off. We get in the truck, we start driving around, we realize, well, now there's nothing to do. So after about 15 minutes, we decide, well, let's go back and get it, and then we'll put it on somebody else's porch and go from there. So I drop them off again, but this time, as I'm looking over my shoulder, I am almost parked in front of the neighbor's garage or their driveway. And it was something out of a movie because this person, the neighbor, had backed up into his garage. So when the garage door lifted, all I could see was the headlights. And I remember starting to get that nervous feeling because as the garage door went up, the lights were already on. And so I open a back window in the truck and start yelling because I can see my buddies coming, but they've got this 150-pound item and they throw it in the back. One of them jumps in the door, the other two jump in the back, and we literally squeal out on the road. And this guy who opened the neighbor who had opened the garage door starts chasing us in his car. And we drove around. Eventually, I knew some back roads, and it was so funny because on one of our last turns on a dirt road, as we were trying to get away from this guy, one of them, my friends in the back decided to jump through the back, or excuse me, the window, and he lands on the floor. And so the other friend that was in the back, who was going up and down through Main Street, decides, well, I'm going to jump in too. Well, right as he is halfway through the window, I do a Duke of Hazzards type of turn where I'm peeling out, and he gets caught in the window because of the pressure from the turn. And it was so funny to be able to laugh in a moment where you knew we were probably going to get in trouble, but ended up we got away. So now you're saying, Lane, why are you sharing that story? Those are the funny things that kind of happen that I relate to sports. You say, well, that's not really a sport. Well, it happened during weightlifting, and I relate it to those kind of funny little things that happen while you're doing sports that you weren't really planning on. So, but again, that's an average night in Preston to tell you a little bit about, who we were, but also sports. I grew up in a great sports town. Currently, the Preston High School basketball team has won, I want to say, four of the last five basketball state championships. In my high school football career, I believe our varsity team was like 32-4. We had a coach named Marv Majerus. It was a great place to grow up, great sports and great support from the community for the sports. So that's a little bit about me. I would say another moment that I really remember, this is into college now. I had some buddies that attended the University of Brigham Young, and we show up to an intramural game. I don't remember if it was a playoff game, but we had about eight guys on the team, and for whatever reason, four of the guys just couldn't show up. And so it was four of us against eight for the other team. You could play with four in intramurals. And I remember at halftime being so tired that I didn't feel like I could move. And ended up, though, we just kept talking to each other. We worked through it. And it was a defining moment because here's these kids from Idaho, four kids from Idaho, who took on this other really good intramural team. And with four guys, we actually beat them. And so those are the kind of things that I'm going to try to get from those that we have on the show. And those are the stories I want to hear. Now, after college, or I should say the college experience, I wanted to, somebody mentioned to me, you should get into radio. And so I thought, that's exactly what I want to do. I attended the Ohio School for Broadcasting outside of Cleveland, Ohio. It was one of the funnest things I've ever done. I had the chance to announce a game, a high school basketball game. I had the chance. I actually met LeBron James before he was really LeBron James, and did a basketball game of his where we kept stats and some fun things. I had the chance to work on a national show called Kylie and Booms, but that's where my itch for radio or these kind of broadcasts came from. And it's something that I just love talking to people, and specifically when it's about sports. So a lot of people have asked me, well, what kind of people are you going to have on the show? And I'll give you just an example. We've already got some people lined up who are rugby players. We've got cross country, baseball, softball. We've got people who have done sports but are in the military. We mountain biking, marathoning, and that's really just a few of the things that we're going to touch on. I was amazed just in my local community, there are basketball coaches that are doing amazing camps. There are marathon runners who have run marathons in over 40 different states. And these are the things that motivated me to say we need to have a show. So that's really the why of what we're doing, why we're doing it. And I am just thrilled and excited. We're going to be a little spunky. We're going to do some game show stuff. We're going to invite you to come along and listen and see if you can relate to any stories that either I tell or that some of the folks that we have on. And I would invite you. We have a Facebook page. It's @ Cromwell Sports Chronicles. If you think of somebody or have a comment, go to that, find us, share your thoughts. We have an email address, the Cromwell, or excuse me, Cromwell Sports Chronicles at Gmail. Email the show. If there's somebody you know that has a great story, somebody, and I don't care where you're from, let us know. We want to hear from you, and we would love to have anybody on the show. But just again, easy on the fish stories. Let's keep it within certain range of reality, and make sure, factual is factual. But again, Lane Cromwell, we're excited to have you, and look for, we already have done an interview with a gentleman named Clint Okamoto, who grew up in California, now serves in the National Guard, but tells some great stories about USC, about the Lakers. Soon we'll also have a guy named Mike McDonough, who runs a local basketball camp here in Utah and is truly helping kids become better at the fundamentals of basketball. I sure hope that you'll join me. I would appreciate it. And we look forward to having just a have you have a great experience. So, folks, if anything, remember this. Love your family, love your community, love your country. But always, always catch your dreams. You can do it. Take care, and thanks for tuning in to the Cromwell Sports Chronicles.